The psalm for today is a beautiful psalm, Psalm 19. Some of you have already read it this morning, I'm sure. The verse that just came out to me that I think is so appropriate this morning, especially since we're entering into a deep study of the foundations of our faith and why we believe and what Jesus has done for us and how we can go on and the assets in the kingdom of God. So Psalm 19 verse 14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Heather, if you want to put that up. What does it mean? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation. And I thought, whoa! The Hebrew is just fantastic in this verse. It means the murmuring. Does your heart sometimes just kind of murmur? You know, you just kind of murmur. In other words, sometimes the murmuring of your mouth. And what does it mean? It means the other word that it's described, to describe it in the English, to describe the Hebrew, is machination. How interesting. In other words, the words, the what's going on inside, what we're thinking about. Anyway, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. My heart means our innermost being, not just heart beat, 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 but it means our feelings and the seat of our feelings. And let the meditation, let me, what I'm thinking about, let it be acceptable in his sight. Sometimes we go really down on a day because we're not doing this. Is that true? We let that the words and the meditation of what's going on, we let that get kind of going in the wrong direction. We go down and we wonder why. Because it's not being acceptable to him. Acceptable, it means to delight him, to give him good pleasure. I like that. And who is he? He's our strength. That means he's a rock. He's our rock. He's our refuge. He's who we can run to. He's as big as a boulder, not just a little rock, but a great big boulder. And Redeemer, he's my Redeemer. He's bought me back. He's purchased me. He's my Avenger, Deliverer. He really is everything to us, isn't he, huh? When we let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable or pleasing to him, giving him pleasure, something happens in our heart, and then we really do realize that he is everything for us. He's our refuge. We can run into him. Have you run into him this week? Has anybody in this room run into Jesus this week? Yeah, I have too. Amen. Sometimes it's not just for us, but we run into him because we need answers for somebody else. We need to be able to help somebody, and we don't have the answers for them, but Jesus sure does. So as we avail ourselves to him, as we let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to him, wow, things change, don't they? Amen. Let's stand and let's say this together. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.